This WBEZ podcast is supported by Hacia, whose Executive Fellows Program provides Black and Latinx business owners with real-world tools and strategies needed to master fundamental management concepts related to company stability and growth. Registrants learn through one-on-one executive coaching sessions with subject matter experts in the areas of finance, business development, operations, and legal. More info at haciaworks.org.
You're listening to WBEZ. Well, you've heard of flash floods, but what about flash droughts? Several parts of Illinois, including Will and Kankakee counties, are experiencing moderate drought right now. That's according to the latest data from the U.S. Drought Monitor. In this week's Climate Conversation, Illinois State Climatologist Trent Ford is here to explain to us more about the phenomenon of flash drought. Welcome back, Trent.
Hey, Melba. Always good to be here.
So tell us first, what makes it a flash drought, and how is that different from a normal drought?
Yeah, you know, drought is really unique among weather hazards because it typically takes a much longer period of time to kind of manifest. So we think about a hurricane over a number of days, a tornado over a number of hours. Drought, you know, often we think of as months, in some cases seasons to develop. So, for example, the Northern Illinois drought last year took most of spring to develop. Whereas flash drought, it's the same kind of process of development where we just get not enough rain or not enough precipitation for a long enough period of time to cause some sort of impact. But flash drought takes that whole process and it shortens it. We can go from near normal conditions to what would be considered a drought impact in just anywhere from 3 to 8 weeks.
And what do we know is causing this summer's flash drought?
Yeah, so the equation of flash drought, this is where it differs a bit from traditional drought, is that it's not just a lack of precipitation. The moisture deficit caused by lack of precipitation, that is typical in any drought, is worsened, is exacerbated by higher than normal evaporation or evaporative demand that's often caused by very high temperatures. So what we've seen from this summer is that parts, especially the southern half, the Chicagoland area, you know, it had a pretty normal, if not wetter than normal, spring. But since really the middle of May, we've had several bouts of very high temperatures and pretty dry weather that's just depleted soil moisture. So we've gone in just a period of about 6 to 8 weeks from, yeah, everything looks good, this is much better than last year, to actually it's looking pretty dry and we're actually listed as moderate drought in the U.S. Drought Monitor.
I know that lots of us have been watering our lawns and our plants a lot more recently. What effects are we seeing here on plants because of these droughts?
Yeah, so, you know, flash drought, because it comes on quickly, the effects are really felt first on gardens, lawns, you know, especially when you talk about lawns, you know, our typical sod, our lawns tend to have pretty shallow roots. You know, if you dig down, your grass roots probably only go down a few inches. And so the combination of drier weather, higher temperatures, lots of evaporation means that that top layer of soil dries out really quickly and your lawn just doesn't have any moisture to pull from, so it goes dormant.
I want to loop this back around to climate change. Are we going to see climate change having an effect on whether we see more of these flash droughts in the future?
So that's the thing. That's another interesting divergence between regular drought, let's say, and flash drought. You know, with regular drought, projections through the end of the century are really mixed as far as summer precipitation. Some show a little bit of an increase in Illinois of summer rainfall. Some show a bit of a decrease. Most show lots of variability. But for flash drought, because of the important role of temperature, projections are very consistent about continued increases in summertime temperatures. Increases in temperature just inherently increase evaporation, which means it changes our overall moisture deficit. And what that means is that a typical 2 or 3 week dry spell currently with higher temperatures becomes a flash drought. And so therefore, it's likely we'll be dealing with an increased risk of flash drought into the future all across Illinois.
Trent, always great to talk to you. Thanks for talking to us about flash droughts.
Hey, thanks, Melba. Always great to be here.
Dr. Trent Ford is the Illinois State Climatologist. And if you want to submit a question for us to answer in our weekly climate conversation, you can email us at climate@wbez.org. This is WBEZ.